What if a single court decision could reshape a city's entire future? Welcome to Intelligic San Diego Daily for Tuesday, June 9th, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, covering local news and civic affairs.
And I'm Sarah Chen, reporting on community and regional affairs. Quick note for new listeners. We're an independent AI-curated podcast. We're not affiliated with any news outlet, government body, or official agency. Our stories are aggregated from public reporting across the region.
Everything we cover starts with the hard work of local San Diego reporters. If a story matters to you, seek out the original coverage and support local journalism. It's what keeps this region informed.
Today, we're tracking several major developments across San Diego County. The big story is San Diego's City Council final budget vote happening right now. A $118 million deficit forcing cuts to arts programs, homeless shelters, and city services, while police funding increases by $15 million. A last-minute $10.35 million proposal could restore arts funding, but it needs approval today.
We're also following federal terrorism charges against a Lakeside man. 25-year-old Bareen Zayi was arrested Friday alongside two accomplices for allegedly conspiring to provide material support to ISIS through a cryptocurrency scheme targeting U.S. special forces overseas. The FBI conducted a tactical raid at his East County residence.
In Santee, the Finita Ranch development has been blocked again for the fifth time since 1999. Both San Diego Superior Court and the 4th District Court of Appeal struck down the 3008 home project last week, ruling the city violated land use regulations. This has major implications for Santee's growth trajectory.
The Border 6 fire near Tecate Peak is now 100% contained after burning 25,525 acres across both sides of the border. We'll examine what this successful firefighting response tells us about regional preparedness heading into peak fire season.
In education, 9 former teacher librarians are suing Grossmont Union High School District, alleging their positions were eliminated in retaliation for supporting LGBTQ+ students. This follows a $1.2 million settlement the district paid last year over similar discrimination claims.
The Padres beat Cincinnati 6-2 last night in dramatic fashion. 3 consecutive misplayed bunts in the 7th inning sparked the rally. Game 2 is tonight at Petco Park, with first pitch at 6:40 p.m.
We'll close with your weather forecast. A marine layer tonight giving way to sunny conditions Tuesday. But a significant heat event builds Thursday through Saturday, with temperatures 6 to 12 degrees above average. Plus, Santee's summer concert series kicks off tomorrow night, despite ongoing community center construction affecting parking.
Let's dive into today's top story, San Diego's budget battle reaching its climax.